We are on Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph. We have one more Taisvis to learn on the Sugya. And then we have a Taisvis on Daf Lamed Dalet Amed Beis, which we had not learned yet. The bottom Taisvis, Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph, the Tanad the Veicheskia said from the Hekish of Maki Adam, to Maki Behema, so we learn out, Maki Adam, Laisaklik, Boy Ben Beshegik, Lemezid, Ben Miskavin, Lashay Miskavin, Ben Derech Yerida, Lederech Aliyah, Lachaybe Momin, Ella Lepaytre Momin. This was the memory of Tana de Becheskia. Zok Taisvis, Ben Beshegik, Ben Bemezid. So Taisa says as follows, Begimul in Yone Momin Ayri Tone de Becheskia. Tone de Becheskia is speaking about three distinct cases and three distinct reasons Lepotre mi Momin. So Taisa explains, Ben Beshegik, Ben Bemezid Ayri, B'momin acha b'hadi misa. That's speaking about that he was mazik other momin together with a chi of misa, which this is the din of miya osen lo ye onesh. If there's a chi of misa, there's no chi of to pay the may vlodis. Here we learn how to din of kimle b'darabmenei. The nafke lon minei de chayve misish shoygigin ptunim mitashlum. And from the hekish of Maka Odom to Maka Behime, he learns out that not only if a person is chayve misim yia osain lo yeyonesh, now if it's chayve misish shoygigin, it's also lo yeyonesh, mishum de loichi lakto. Loichi lakto ben shoygig lemezit. That's what is Nageya Asugya. That Rav said the Mishnah is speaking about Shoygik. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that by Shoygik you also say Kimle B'darabnei. U'be'ilonaris, the Gemara brings down this member of Tone de Vecheskia. U'le'inyin ze islu l'kula alma hakeshe de Tone de Vecheskia. This aloche that Tana de Vechizkia learned out from the Hekish that Chayve Misa Shoygigim will pata Momen Acher Bahadi Misa as Aitike Momen together with the Chiyav Misa, he was Mazik. So the Chiyav Misa B'Shoygig patos the Chiyav Tashlumim. This is a Dove Muskim. Islo lekul alma akeisha de tonne becheskia, ki de omrinen beperik elonaris, u mi ika le man de leslo de tonne de becheskia. Is there anyone that doesn't hold of this drash of tonne de becheskia? That is the case of leisachleik ben shegik le meisa. Avo ben miskaven le sheenei miskaven, the second halacha, he says, that an enai miskaven is equivalent to a miskaven. La b'momin acher b'hadi misa ayri, di mikal v'chaymer mishaygeg nafke. This is a kal v'chaymer from shaygeg. That the case of enai miskaven means that he wanted to kill Reuven and he killed Shimon. So then he wanted to kill, but he killed Shimon. So Taisva says, if we're speaking about Momen Achel Bahadi Misa, so L'chayre, this is more chomo than Ashaygik. Ashaygik didn't know Bechlal he's going to kill. He had no intent to kill. This person wanted to kill, he ended up killing the wrong person that he had an intention to kill. But l'chayre, if a shaygik is pata from tashlumin, so an ena miskaven, which is more color l'meizid, is icha pata from tashlumin. So why do I need a new limud loisachloik bein miskaven l'sha'ena miskaven? So it's not speaking about momen acha ba'adim misi. Elo lifter midmei hanerak. Here we're speaking about the chiyuv koifer, to pay for the dmei haneret. La'afuki mid'rebi. And here Tana de Vecheski is saying not the way Rebbe holds. Rebbe holds the dorish b'miskaven larig ezeh v'horag zeh. Rebbe holds if Reuben wanted to kill Shimon and accidentally he killed Levi, so Rebbe says that what the pasuk says, v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, that Reuben has to pay nefesh tachas nefesh, so Rebbe says, mommy. So Rebbe says, amore de kezach. Rebbe is saying that even though the halacha is, if Reuben kills Shimon, there is no halacha that Reuben pays koifer, and Tishitas HaTosfos, as we learned this out from a pasuk, Olov v'loy al ha'odom, Asher pays koifer, Yushas Olov, Asher pays koifer, and Odom does not pay koifer. So we learn out, just like if Reuben was miskaven to kill Shimon, he doesn't pay koifer demei hanerak. If Reuben was miskaven to kill Shimon and he killed Levi, ain't a miskavendik, he also doesn't pay koifer. That is what Tana de Vecheskia learned out from the Sekish, that just like miskaven is potter from koifer, so an Eini Miskaven is also part of a koifer, and here Tana de Vecheskia is coming to be chaylik on Rebbe. Rebbe holds an Eini Miskaven pays koifer, and that is the taich from the Sato Nefesh Tachas Nefesh moment. Okamash Malon Tana de Vecheskia, the Kivin Sheniskaven Potter, and Niskaven Laroig is Potter from koifer of the Drashem Olo Veloy Alo Odom. Chinam is ain't a miskaven potter. Vahochi maisi lo beperik hanisoch. And that's how the Gemara brings this member of Tana de Vecheski, so it's another case in Gansen. It's speaking about that an ain't a miskaven, even though Rebbe holds Yechayim in Koifer, Tana de Vecheski holds that ain't a miskaven is Daimel a miskaven, and just like miskaven is potter from Koifer, ain't a miskaven is also potter from Koifer. That's the second halacha of Tana de Vecheski. Ubein derech yeride le derech aliyah. Also, now I think the lashon of Tosfos is a little unclear. I would like to say the words, I think what Tosfos means. And Tosfos Ayin Tesamad Beis and Sanhedrin the Mashor, they would seem, this is what Tosfos means. So just like to make the words a little clearer. Ubein derech yeride le derech aliyah also. What is this speaking about? Kemoi biderech aliyah, just like biderech aliyah, deloi nitein shigigosei lekaporet, Loishaklinen minei momoina lemifterei, ochinami derech yiridosoi afalgav shenitno shigigosoi lechapore, velifter mezid itzterech. Now, let me just explain what Tosfos is saying, and this is the Mashosos Klorim Sanhedrin. This is what Tosfos is saying. It brings down our Tosfos. Tosfos is saying as follows. When it comes to Golis, we find there's a difference between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yeride. If a person, B'Shoigik, killed Derech Aliyah, he's Potter from Golis. If he killed Derech Yeride, he's Chayev Golis. Now, Golis is a Kapore. So we see that Derech Yeride has a Kapore of Golis. Derech Aliyah does not have the kapara of Golis. So somehow, and Ba'emison, the reason between you and me is because Tosfos says in Ksubis, Derech Aliyah is more korav lo'ainis. So between you and me, there's no need for a kapore. But let's not mention, speak about this now. But al kaponim, when we're speaking about shoygik, so the halacha is derech yeride, if he was killed, derech yeride. So there the halacha is that the roitzeach has a kapora of golus. Derech aliyah, he does not have a kapora of golus. Fine. That's often a halachas. Now, there's a posik that speaks about mezid. Loisikhu kaifa lenefesh roitzeach asher hu roshe lomus. Now, this posik is speaking, means as follows. There was a person who's a Rosh Olamos. He killed Bemezit. So the Torah is telling us, don't think you can pater a Ritzayach with money. Loisikru kaifel nefesh Ritzayach ashur Rosh Olamos. He's chayiv mise. He cannot get away with kaifel. Don't, kaifel will not pater him from mise. Fine. This is a post. Now, there'd be a mockim to say, maybe this posik is only speaking about Derech Aliyah. Derech Aliyah, we find Bishoygik, he also doesn't have a kapore of Golis. So maybe this posik is speaking about that. Bemezid, if he killed Bemezid, he doesn't have, he can't have a kapore of Kaifel. But Derech Yeride, that Bishoygik, he has a kapore of Golis. So I would think, maybe Bemezid, you'll pater him from Misa with Kaifa. He has a kapore of Kaifa also. So in other words, there'd be a svara to say that even though there's enough in the pasuk that says you cannot pater Aritzeach Bemezid, Minamisa with Kaifa. I would think maybe that's only Derech Aliyah. Because I see Derech Aliyah Bishoygik also doesn't have a kapora of Golas. So Derech Aliyah was Nismayit from Kapora. So Al Sef Ein, the Posik, speaking about Lysikru Kaifa Davke Derech Aliyah. But Derech Yeride, that there I see Bishoygik, he does have a kapora of Golas. So perhaps the possibly Sikru Kaifa is not speaking about Derech Yeride. And there he also has a kapore of Kaifa. So that's what Tonid Vecheski says, like bein Derech Aliyah and Derech Yeride. That means Bemezid, just like your Moide, that Derech Aliyah, the possibly is either speaking about Derech Aliyah, Loisikru kaifa lenefesh l'tzeches roshe lomus. So who adin derech yeride, also kaifa will not help. That is pshat and tana de becheskia. Now let us again see the lashon of Taisvis. Vahochi ma'ye, ubein derech yeride lederech aliyah hose, kemoi, I think that you have to like make a few guys in, kemoi bederech aliyah. Just like Derech Aliyah, Deloy Niten Shigegosel Kapore. By Derech Aliyah, Deloy Niten Shigegosel Kapore, Loy Shaklini Minema Moina Lemiftere. By Derech Aliyah, Kaifa will not pass him from Misen. So that's Doi Chalakto, by Derech Aliyah, so Hochinami Derech Yiridoso, Afal Gamshen Nitno Shigegosel Kapore of Golis. But Kaifa will not pater be Mezid. The lifter Mezid itzterech. He's coming to tell us that a Mezid does not have a kapora of Kaifa. And you shouldn't say the whole secret Kaifa is only by Derech Aliyah and not by Derech Yeride. V'yesh time loyme the lifter shaygech Derech Aliyah come by Derech Yeride itzterech. The pater shaygech Derech Aliyah K'moy derech yiride. I don't know clue what that would mean. What are you parting from? So it's coming to tell us you cannot pater mezid with kaifa. The mezid of derech yiride with kaifa, just like you can't pater the mezid of derech yiride with kaifa, just like you can't pater the mazid of the Aliyah with Kaifa. Now, the Davoini, I don't understand why you need a limit from this. That means the Gemara is making a limit as follows. The Gemara is saying that I would say that Leisikhu Kaifa, the Nefesh HaSeh, is only speaking about Derech Aliyah, because Derech Aliyah doesn't have the Kapora of Golas. Now, that Derech Aliyah doesn't have the Kapora of Golas we mentioned, Taisha says in Ksubis Taf Lamed Ches, because it's called Lo'ines. That's why it doesn't have the Kapora. So why should we attribute that only Derech Aliyah doesn't have the Kapora of Kaifa B'meizit? I mean, Derech Aliyah is in Yesod better than Derech Yerida. Derech Aliyah does not need a Kapora, and Derech Yerida needs a Kapora. So the whole Havamina to say that Derech Aliyah is worse B'meizit, because it doesn't go in Golis, L'chayre D'Sforos Fakel. Derech Aliyah is better, because Derech Aliyah doesn't need Golis. It's called Loines. Derech Yerida is called L'Pshia. So that's one thing I don't understand. And number two, I don't understand that the whole chilik of Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida is only b'shoigik. That means, so then we can be done. One way he's a bigger Peshaya, one way he's a bigger Oynes. So Memela, therefore, the Din Golis, which is b'shoigik, is dependent, if it was Kov Loynes, Kov Lepshiye, then I understand the chilik. But Mehechi Teisi, should we make a chilik b'mezid? If a person is b'mezid, is a chilik, if he killed Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, Mehechi Teisi, there should be such chilukim. How can we medame the Derech Aliyah of Mezid to the Derech Aliyah of Shoigig? Derech Aliyah of Shoigig is not different than Derech Yerida. The Derech Aliyah of Mezid is no different than the Derech Yerida of Mezid. So I really don't understand the tzairach of this limud. Now, there's a taisvis and daf lamedalad amed beis, which we had not learned because it's impossible to understand the taisvis till we learn the Gemara. Shairai shebiyesh pot, the third taisvis and lamedalad amed beis. So the Mishnah is differentiating between a sheir and an odom. A sheir shebiyesh is potter, and an odom shebiyesh is chayiv. So Taisva says, you know, there's a multitude of other things, that also there's a difference between a sheir and an odom. Tzah, veripui, visheves, udmei vlodes. Also the halacha is by a sheir is potter, and by an odom is chayiv. So why didn't he mention these things? So Taisha says it's not necessary to mention loy choshev mishum deshaminon mimasnisin dahachayvul. It's enough in the Mishnah in Achayvul that says klo. The Mishnah also differentiates between a sheir that a sheir is potter and tzaharipi shevis and boishes. Like Taisha says, so if that is the reason why the Mishnah did not tell us that a sheir shetzier is potter, because the Mishnah in Achayvel says it. So why did the Mishnah have to come and tell us that a sheir shebiyish is potter? The Mishnah in Achayvel also says this halacha, that a sheir shebiyish is potter. Va'af al-gav de boish is na miktoni hosom, mikom okim tone hoche. That what it says, Sheir Shebiyesh is potter, is not coming to tell us this halacha that Sheir Shebiyesh is potter. It wants to ledagdek who dum yedi sheirei oi sheirei dum yedi dei, which in other words is coming to tell us that even though he was meschaven lahazik, even though he wasn't meschaven lebayish, he is chayiv on boishes. So the sole reason the Mishnah mentions Sheirei Shebiyish is potter is not to come to tell us the halacha by Sheir, that I know the Mishnah, that I know from the Mishnah Pesayin and Madalah. It's coming to tell us that Odom Sheniskaven Lahazik Ubiyish is Chayiv. Vechein Sheir Shehidle Kagodish,
It says that he's chayiv to pay. It's trich lahochi kede isa bigmore. Also, Shesh Idlik HaGodish is coming to tell us either who dum yedi shayroi or shayroi dum yedi day. It's also coming to tell us halachis that either you need tzorich la'afroi or a shaygik is potter. It's not coming legufoi to tell me the aloche that the shayr is chayiv, you chayiv to pay for the godish, because that's poshet. It's coming to tell us that the Adam is potter, and it's telling us chidushim and aloches in kimle b'derabmane. Kedisa b'gmore, the lemilse achite lo yitzterech. The pshita de chayiv, the linyan shayre mali shabbos mali chayil. So the etzem aloche shayre shehidlik as hagodish chayiv legufoy is no chiddush whatsoever. The sole chiddush is to learn out Adam from Shayre to tell me that he's tzorich lafre, ain't tzorich lafre. It's coming to tell us these chiddushim. Agav hidlik hagodish demayri benodim benafshay ktoni choval ba'oviv ve'imoy, which is really no chiddush whatsoever. It's no chiddush in kimle b'derabnei. It's no chiddush in mekalkel. But since he's speaking about who shehidlik as hagodish, and we're speaking about chayve mises, and we have this pattern that he's potter on the sheres chayev. So he says, Chovel ba'ovivime, also the shayr is chayev, and he's potter. Avol shayrai shesima esein avdei itzterich, sh'afal pi sheba'atzmoi chayev. This is coming to tell us, even though by him he's chayev, he goes out, the eved goes out lecheres with the ayin, and you pay for the shame. B'shayrei potter. Here is coming to tell us a chiddush that I shouldn't say that if he was poisheya b'shmira shayroi, that should also be a sibe that the eved should go out lecheres. The whole shashminim b'shum mishneh. This is taka a chiddush that shayr, that if he pil einoi shel ade or yedei p'shiyosei b'shayroi, there's no din of yotze lecheres. Now we're starting a new sugya. Shayer shayereidev acher shayer acher. One shayer was chasing another shayer. Vuhuzak. And the nirdaf got kenizikt. Ze oimer shayer chayizik. Vze oimer loiki elo besela loko. Now, what is the deal over here between the Nizik and the Mazik? Let us just see for 1 minute the Nemukhi Yosef, and then we'll see Rashi, and then we'll try to explain the Machlekes Rashi and the Nemukhi Yosef. The Nemukhi Yosef is daf tezayin amid beis, and he's going on the Mishneh loiki elo besela loke, and let us go to the end of this shtickle, a line before shneim ptulim, which is the next dibur hamaschil of the Nemukhi Yosef. He's telling the chidushim that it says in the Mishnah. The grame ve'idach, this is the line before shneim ptulim, ve'idach, the second chidush over here is, the grame benezokin potter. The Mishnah is telling us a chidush, grame benezokin. The hocha, the moide nitva, the besela loke. The nitva is moide. What is the nitva says? That he's mourning him, Shercha Hizik, he says, your share was Mazik, and he says, Anshuldik, my share wasn't Mazik, Besela Loki, he banged himself on the seller. Now, the Mazik is also Moide, how did he bang himself on the seller? Machmas hayech dave korodiv basre. You know why he banged himself on the cellar? Because Yosha was chasing him. How did he bang himself on the cellar? He's chasing him, he's running, he's running frantically, and he banged into the cell, and he broke his foot. So, afilu, in dachsach mir, according to the Muki Yosef, the dion is as follows. The dion is, the nizik says, Yosha pushed him into the cellar. That's what happened over here. Yosha pushed him into the cellar. So then, Yosha is a mazik. And the nizik, and the mazik says, no, loy elo bisela loko. He banged himself into the cellar. No, Amisha didn't push him in. Bisela loko, he banged himself into the cellar. Now, how did he bang himself into the cellar? Zokt the Namuki Yosef. He banged himself into the cellar because Yosha was chasing him. That's true. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, Vishtakech, the Iyu Gorem Leila Milke Bisela. When the Mazik is coming to say, well, my Shoya didn't push him into the cellar. Yeah, but tell me, how did he bang himself into the cellar? Well, my Shoya was chasing him, and he ran into the cellar. The Mazik is potter. So the Rama says that if Reuven's Shoyer is chasing Shimon's Shoyer, and because Shimon's Shoyer is running to save his life, he runs straight into a cellar and bangs himself on his Mazik himself. So Reuven is potter. It's a groner. I'm not mechuyev to pay. And that Achsamir is how the Nemuki Yosef Lemshat in the Mishnah, the Dian was, did Yosha push him into the cellar, or did the Shoyer alone, that's the type, Besela Loko, he banged himself into the cellar, not my Shoyer pushed him in. My Shoyer pushed him in, so that's called, my Shoyer banged him. So then I'm a Mazik. But no, he banged himself into the cell, taka because of the fear, but I'm Potter, that's a Grommet. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Vohuzak hanirda, the nirdav got genizik, besela loka." So Rashi says a whole new scenario. Besela loka, mischachech hoya besela veloka. The mazik comes and tells the nizik, "That's 100% true. My Shoyer was chasing Yosha. That's 100% true." But we have to know the Edom saw this 5,000 feet away, they saw that Reuven Shoyer was chasing Shimon Shoyer, and then all of a sudden there's a big cloud of dust, and then all of a sudden we see that that Shimon Shoyer is down on the ground, and he got banged in the cellar. So Reuven is saying, you know what happened? Not because my Shoyer chased him. There's a lot of dust. You didn't see exactly what happened. You know what happened? What happened was, in the middle of this procedure of chasing him, all of a sudden, the Shoyer HaNizik got very itchy. So he went to the cell and started scratching himself, and he slipped and he banged himself. That's the story what happened. And we really don't know exactly what happened because we saw from 500 feet away. That's the story. Zok te chedushe horim, that Rashi did not want to learn like the Nemuki Yosef. You know why? Because Rashi held that, number one, this is not a grommet. If you chase a shoyer, and the shoyer is running for his life, and he runs into a cellar, that's called garmi, number one. Number two, the Chiddush Yerim says Rashi holds garmi is a deraisa. Garmi is not grommet. So Memele Garmi is considered, if I was such a clear sibbe from the Hezek, so that's called a mazik. And number three, Rashi holds Garmi de Behemta Yischayev. Garmi de Behemta Yischayev. If it's a mazik, you don't have to push him into the cellar. As long as you're chasing made him run into the cellar, Rashi holds the Baal HaShoyer Yischayev. So that's why Rashi Elo Besela Lokos, Rashi Lanshat, that the Mazik is tiny, and the story was complete. They sure was chasing him, but, you know, there's a big cloud of dust, and then when the dust cleared, something else, Besali was Nischache Choya Besela Veloka. That's what happened in the Samamela and Potter. So Kapodi Ramurdika Machlikis Rashin Muki Yosef. We have here a sichsuch between the Sheir, the Bala Sheir HaMazik and the Sheir HaNizik. State in the Mishneh, HaMoitz Mechavere Olav Horaya. If we don't have any clear bill in what exactly happened, we don't have two Eidim that tell us exactly what happened, so he's Potter. You can't, without a Raya, you can't be Moitzi Mama. Hoyu shnayim roitvim acha echad. There were three shvorim, and two went, and there was the Reuven, the Nizik shayer, and there were two shvorim that belonged to two different mazikim. And two shvorim, which belonged to two different mazikim, were chasing the shayer anizik. And here we see klal, this was no sela. We see that this was this shayer, the nizik was gored by a shayer. Now the shayla is, the which mazik shayer gored him? Was it Shimon shayer, Levi shayer? And each one tainis, zeima shayer chohizik, zeima shayer chohizik. Each mazik is pointing to the other mazik, and he says, your shayer gored him. He says, no, your shayer gored him. The Nitzvah doesn't care which Sher got him, he just wants his money. Shneim pturim. So, both of them are Potter, and Nebuchadnezzar has a gourd Sher with no one to pay for. Each one is Matchem. You don't know which one did it, so Shneim pturim. The Tavayu Matchila, each one is Matchadnezzar. I don't know you, it's him. Im hoyu shneyem shel ish echot. But what if the two shvorim that were chasing belonged to one person, and then now the shor was gored, shneyem chayovim. So this we have to understand exactly what shneyem chayovim was gored from one shor. Shneyem chayovim, Sarashi says, meforish bigmor. Bye. Hoyo echot godel ve'echot kot. Now we're speaking about a tam. Both of them are tamim. We're talking about hoyu shneyem shel ish echad. Both of the shvorim belong to Shimon. One was a shayer, a big shayer that's worth $1,000. Another shayer is a small shayer that's worth $200. And they were mazik, a shayer that's worth $1,000. A mazik, a shayer that's worth $1,000. Now, so, Hanizik Oimer, so the Nizik says, the Godel was Mazik, some Emele, so you have to pay Chatzin Nezik. So the big share was Mazik, is worth $1,000. $500 of the big share belongs to me. Hanizik Oimer Godel Nizik, but Mazik Oimer Loiki Elakot Nizik. No. The small share was Mazik him. It's $200. Yeah, I understand. It's not Chatzinezik, but you only pay me Gufoy. Now, Agav Uched and Muki Yosef says Pshat. Now, we have to, let's just get things straight. Muki Yosef says that the Mishnah is going Alibe de Hilchis Palganiske Knosa. So we have to understand that you need Eidim. By Knas, you need Eidim. It's talking about Adam saw both of them chasing. Then we had a cloud of dust, and then we see he's Naguach, he's so we know enough that the Adam are made, that one of these two Shvarim was Nager, that's for sure. Exactly, they don't know which one is Nager. So this is not called Moide B'Knas. That means we have our goddess Adis and Bezdin that one of Shimon's two shvorim was mazik. Now the shayla is which one? That's how the Muki Yosef says. Loikia lakotn hizik. Echot tam ve'echot muit. A similar case. Now here it's speaking about not a godel and a kotn. One was a tam and one was a muit. Hanizik aim a muit hizik, so a yomi nezik shalom. The muit was mazik. Ba mazik aim a loiki, a latam hizik. Hamaitzim mechaveri olavarai. So all these cases, the Nizik can fight to the hall, cause money doesn't have a raya, he can't be moitzi, he can't be moitzi. Hoyu hanizokim shnayim. A new story. There were two shvorim that were nizik. Echad godol ve'echad kotl. One was a big share, one was a small share. Ba'mazikim shnayim, the mazikim were also two. Echad godol ve'echad kotl. And both were tamim. So hanizik oimer, godol hizik es ha-godol, so kaponim al-mon chatzi nezik from the godol's worth $1,000, so I'll at least get $500 for my godol that was genizik. V'kotn es ha-kotn, and the kotn that's only worth $200, I'll get my $100 chatzi nezik. V'amazik oimer loik yel ha-kotn es ha-godol v'godol es ha-kotn, so memele the mazik will end up with more money. For the hezek of the godel, he's only giving him the cotton, $200, take it, finish it, good and thought. And the hezek of the cotton, okay, the godel was mazik, so also you'll get $100. Or echot tam ve echot muit, or again the same scenario that there are two shvorim an izoikim and two shvorim an mazikim, one is a tam and one is a muit. Hanizik oim a muit hezek as a godel, so you owe me $1,000 for the godel. V'tam es ha-kotn, v'amazik oim eloike ele tam es ha-godol, umuad es ha-kotn, ha-moitzi mechaveroi olavarai. So in all these cases, the nizik cannot be moitzi anything without bringing a rai. Godol hizik, shneim chayim fosh b'gmar, godol hizik, so the nizik is saying, v'yesh b'guf ha-yishav ha-chatzi nezik, so that he wants the mon, from the godel chatzi nezik. Cotton hizik, the mazik says cotton hizik, d'meya cotton tikach, u'meysa chatzi nezik tafsit. V'cotton hizik es a godel, v'af al pi shechatzi niskoi shel godel merube, it is a big hizik, leisikach el a cotton sheli, v'chatzi nezik shel cotton shel cho, kach min a godel. So we have a meitzim a chaveroi all of a raya. Now, Oma Rabbi Chiya Bar Abe, Zois Eimeres, Chalukim Olav Chaveirov Al Sumches, the Oma Momen Hamutal Besofik Chilke. Now, from our Mishneh, we can see that the Chachomim Achilik Al Sumches, the Oma Momen Hamutal Besofik Chilke. Now, our Mishnah says, Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. That's what it says. Let's go back to the first case. The first case was, did the shoyer push him into the cellar, or did he bank himself into the cellar? We don't know. So, Rab Chiya Bar Abba said, according to Sumchis, in such a case, we will say chilkim. So, Sofik will say chilkim. The Mishnah says, "Amaytim echaveri olav aray." So you see from our Mishnah that the Chachamim achilik and sumchis. Now let us see Rashi in the top Tosfos to get just a little clear what we're talking about. Al sumchis the omer lekamam bebraise bigmore b'sheir shenogach esapore. There was a maysa as follows: a sheir was negeach aporem uberes. And we come after the dosevels, we see that the uber, the poro was mapul the uber, and the poro was mapul the uber, and the uber's dead. Now the shaila is, what brought about this hapola? So it could be one of two things. It could be that the negiche of the shoyer brought about the hapola. So then it comes out that the shoyer was mazik the uba. By being the gech, the mother, you were mazik the uba. It could be that the porer got very nervous when she saw the shoyer charging. So it seems so that's how she was mapo. That it seems a zicher pesazoi agrome, and so it was mapo because not because of the shoyer. The shoyer is not called a shoyer amazik. So then the shoyer is potter on. To pay for the Uber. So the Mishnah says, speaking about a tam, the shir is a tam, that you pay revia nezek on the uber. That means if it was the fault of the share, you should pay chatzi nezek. If it wasn't the fault of the share, you potter. So the Mishnah is going according to Sumchis that says yet misafik. I don't know. So you say moment amutz b'safik chilkim, you pay revia nezek. So now let's go back to Rashi. The Omer lekamam bebraise bigmore, b'sher shenoger chasapore, momen amutul besofek chelkim. Umi masni, that's a Mishnah in Daf Mem Vav. Umi masni sin shaminon, but from our Mishnah we see, we have also the same scenario. We don't know, did it bang itself into the cellar, or did the roidif push it into the cellar. Umasnis in Shaminen, the Chalukim Olov Chaveirov, the Ktonia Meitzim Chaveirov, our Mishnah we see that they're Chalik and Sumchis. Now let us just see the top Toisvis. The Toisvis just makes clear the case what Sumchis is speaking about. We should know what we're speaking about. Zois Eimeres Chalukim Olov Chaveirov al Sumchis. Dafke bechi agavne polik sumches. In such a case, sheroi li stapik bedova. That means the case of our Mishnah, we mentioned before, there was a share that was chasing another share, and then all of a sudden there was a big cloud of dust, or the yedim were too far away to see exactly what happened, and then we see that the share hanirdof was genizik. So this shaila, how did the share get genizik? Was it directly through the roidef? Was it indirectly? So it's something to think about. Afilo the balei dvorim would not open up their mouths. Afilo the balei dvorim would say, I don't know what happened. But the tutz dodim, Bezdin could think about. Sheroi listavik bedova. So there, Sumche says, if you see such a scenario, that the Tuts Dode Yasofik are in front of you without their tainus, I don't need their tainus to convince me. The scenario alone is Moilid Asofik Tebezin. What really happened? Vehi demachle pore bachamoy vamoyche shivchose viyold. A similar case. What is a machlekes of Sumches in the Rabbonim? Machle pore bachamoy. A person wanted to make a transaction. He went and he wanted a... Reuven was a bala poret, and Shimon was a bala chamer. So Reuven tells Shimon, you know, sell me your chamer, I'm selling you my poret. Fine. We'll make an exchange. No problem. So Reuven goes as meishich the chamer. Shimon comes to pick up his poret now. When he comes to the stall to see the poret, he sees there's an addition to the family. The poret had a baby. So now we have a very pertinent shaila. When was the baby born? Was the baby born before the Meshiches HaChamoyer? So then the baby belongs to the Bala Poreh. This was never sold. He sold a Poreh for HaChamoyer. The baby was born before the Poreh was sold. Or was the baby born after the Meshiches HaChamoyer? So then I sold you the poreh. Selling you the poreh means I'm selling you the poreh lock, stock, and barrel. I'm selling you a poreh muberes. So then the poreh, the uber, will belong to the kaine. I also don't know over there. So Sumcha says, a moment, a mutter besofek chelkim. Again, the situation alone is ma'ira rasofek by us. What really happened? So Mamela, so the Tzodei Asofik, there's a lotion of Taisvis in Ashoyel, that the Tzodei Asofik, Sumchus Oz gives each one a din muzik. I understand your tzad and I understand your tzad. So Mamela, the Tzodei Asofik gives each one a din muzik. There Sumchus said, so you say Chilkim. So Taisvis says, all these cases, Bochol Hanach, that means I don't need their tainus. Their tainus are irrelevant. That's what Bezdin is aware of the occurrence. That alone makes Bezdin think to tzodim. So therefore, in such a case, Sumcha says you say chulkim. אבל במוקים שהספיק בו על פי דבריהם. But if the whole ספיק is because each one tainis, לפוליק סומחס, ולמען דיומה, אומה סומחס אפילו בורי ובורי, ובנסו נהיה אמן דיומה דצא סומחס הול סחלקם אפילו בי בורי ובורי, אוטו, אם אומה אודם לחבר הייתה לזו שאתה לובוש שלי הוא, That Reuven comes over to Shimon, you know, this is my talis, she grabbed it away from me. And Shimon says, no, it's my talis. Me, Oma, Sumchas, Chilkim. Meredik is ah, if he would say Chilkim, it's Mamish Meredik. We can all of a sudden be Zeich and Bez and half talis and just by saying a lie. It's Zeich is not like that. You say it's his talis, that's making me think it's his talis. It's your talis. You have two people that are holding a talis. Omar, the Gemara says about Metzi, the Osi Lekamon Kitof is Chad, the Chad Misrach Sruchi. One has a strong tvise on the talis, and the other is trying to grab it, but he doesn't really have a true hold on the talis. So we see Klal. That the whole svara of Sumchis is when there is a suffix belitainesein. So then the bezin sees the tzodeya suffix without their tainis. But if it comes about through their tainis, the mele there the Sumchis is also made to say amitz mechavere olavalei. So now let's go to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah had said, "Amitzim echaveri olavarei." So Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbe said, "Zeisemeres chulukim olav chaveri olavasumches." That our Mishnah says, "Amitzim echaveri olavarei." So we see that chaylek on sumches, because according to sumches, the psak in this Mishnah would have been chelke. The amamam and amutl besafek chelke. Amalei Rab Abe bar Mamal Rabbi Chiya bar Abe. Oma Sumchis Afumo Bori Bori. One second, how are you bringing Sumchis over here? You discovered America. See, the Chachamim Achaylik and Sumchis. According to Sumchis will be Chalkim. The Chachamim said, I'm sorry. This Mishnah, the Sumchis never said this by Bori Bori. By Sumchis said by Bori Bori also Chalkim. That means if someone says clearly that the Nitva says that I don't owe him a penny. So Sumchis also said, I'm making a chavir olav. Sumchis was only speaking about when everyone is ignorant, including the Balei Dvorim. So we have a matzav of ignorance. We don't know what really happened. So then we say chilkim. But if the Nitva says, that it's a lie, I don't owe him a penny. And so Bezin will say, someone will say Chilkim. How can we, Sumchis will say Chilkim, the Nitva is a boy? So what are you telling me the Mishnah is Chilkim of Chaveirov or Sumchis? This Mishnah is going according to Sumchis also. Amalei Ababa, Bamamal, Abchiyah, Baraba, Oma, Sumchis, Afilu, Bori, Bori. No, Sumchis also, Afilu, Bori, Bori also. If the Maise, what Bezdin sees, is something to think about, the Bori, Bori, what he says, what the Mitzvah says, Bori, was not like that as Leimal, Leimoyrin. Bezdin looks at the Maise, by Bezdin is Tutz Dodim. Bezdin can see Tutz Dodim on the Maise, and because of that, Bezdin says Chalkin. Amalei in, Amma Sumchis Afilu Bori Yabori. So the Gemara says, Mimai de Masnissim Be Bori Yabori. That means, it seems, Ababa Bamambal asked, how can you say the Mishnah is going, that the Chum Chilkim Al Sumchis, how do you know that the Mishnah is speaking about Bori Yabori? So he says, look in the Mishnah, the Koni, Zer Oymer Shoycha Hizik, Zer Oymer Loi Ki. Now, loiki, see, it's not the way you say, Sheikh Hezik. Loiki, it was the Salah Laka. So loiki is a lotion of Briris, And from the Melos, Ravado Bamamul Tainid, I wish to disagree with you. If the Nitva Zabori, a fellow Sumches, also is Moide. And the Rabbi says not like that. Oh, Sumches of the Bori, a Bori, the Shneim Tainim Tainis Bori. But if Ella Hechad, the Nitva Tain, Bori Li, Sheini Chayev, a fellow Hochi, Kim de Labaydine Mesavke, Man koma kushte chilkim, de kamret masnissen de loike sumchis. So man says, yeah, sumchis also will by boy boy. Loike, mashme de pshita lei de besela loke. I mean, to see, this is a tiny, a tiny smoke. Right. Maske plora pope. So our pope says, oh, so you're telling me pshat in the Mishneh, but the Mishnah is speaking about Bori Yabori. That's what you're telling me. So, Midereisha Bori Yabori. We have a multitude of cases in the Mishnah, but it would seem all cases are speaking the Bali Borim are the same. Midereisha Bori Yabori, Seifa Nami Bori Yabori. That's how it just come out. Ain't a Seifa. Hoya Echad Godel the Echad Kotel. There were two Shvorim. A Godel and a Kotel. Nizik oima godel hizik. So the Nizik says the godel was mazik maisher. Umazik oima loiki el a cotton hizik. No, the cotton was mazik your shirt. Echot tam vechot muet. Nizik oima muet hizik. Vamazik oima loiki el a tam hizik. Hamoitzi mechaveroi olavarai. So it says in the Mishnah. Hamoitzi mechaveroi olavarai. But what will be, so that means like this, if the Nizik wants to be Teveya from the Godel, you have to bring to Adam, that's all that the Godel did it. And what will be, if you don't have a Raya, if you want the Godel, you have to bring a Raya. And if you won't bring the Raya, you won't get the Godel, but it seems, what will you get? Then you get the cotton. We'll get the cotton the way the mazik says. The mazik says it was the cotton that was mazik. You say it was the godel that was mazik. So if you bring a raya, the godel was mazik. B'chalak kovet. So then you'll take the godel. If you don't bring a raya, you'll take the cotton. Elata hamayt mechavol avaray. Olay mayis iraya. Shokel kedom ha-mazik. He'll take the cotton. Ooh, if the Mishnah is speaking about bori or bori, name it, have it, yufte, the rabbi Barnosson. So then, the Mishnah is a kashe on rabbi Barnosson. The Omar, Tono, Chitim, Bohidoloi, Besoirim, Potter. Rabbi Barnosson says, if it's Tono, Chitim, Bohidoloi, Besoirim, is Potter. Now let us just see Rashi. Rashi, Shokel, Kedi Omar Mazik. V'goyve min hatam. And he takes from the tam, not from the mu'at. V'ahav al gav, v'komo nizik bori li, shezeh lo yizikan. If you tell me the Mishnah is speaking about a tainus bori, so let's hear what the nizik is saying. There was a mu'at in a tam, and the nizik says, that's bori, the mu'at was mazik. So, in other words, the tam was not mazik. So I hear from the nizik, the teveya, the tam was not mazik. That's what I'm saying. The mood was mazik. So now, in the Mishnah it says, if you can't prove it's the mood, you get the tam. Rabbi Barnosson said, if we have a similar scenario, Reuben comes to Shimon, and he says, I lent you chitim. And Shimon tells Reuben, no, I never borrowed chitim, I borrowed sa'irim. I never borrowed chitim. So Rabbi Barnosson said, Potter, ask me d'mei sa'irim. The Omalei Teveya, Lav Seirim Yoviloch. If the Teveya says, I lent you Chitim, so, and he's saying, I didn't lend you Seirim. And here Rashi says, which is, needs a big explanation, Vahuli Mochil Gabei. means Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying that what's happening over here? The Teveya is being Teveya Chitim, not Soirim. The Nitva is saying, I borrowed Soirim. Now, Amot Nemaise, the Nitva says he borrowed Soirim, and what's the Teveya? Why doesn't he talk about Soirim? So it would seem that what he's not talking about Soirim means he's Meichel the Tviya of Soirim, and that's what Rabbi Bar Nosson holds, he's Meichel the Tviya of Soirim, and so you don't have to pay for Soirim. That's how Rashi seems to learn. We just mentioned there's another Mahalach, and then we'll stop here. There's another Mahalach, not that he's Meichel, there's a Haidah. That means there's Haidah's Baldin, that the Teveya is tiny, I lent you Chitim, which means I didn't lend you Soirim, I lent you Chitim. So there's Haidah's Baldin, I didn't lend you Soirim. If you lent Soirim also, so say, I lent you Chitim and Soirim. I lent you Chitim. I lent you Chitim. And just to make it a little easier to understand, the Rosh says it's speaking about Tuesday, 1 o'clock, I lent you Chitim. And the Nitva says, Tuesday, 1 o'clock, you lent me Soirim. Now, if the Mazik, that's the scenario over here. Now, if the Teveya lent them both, so talk. We're talking about what would happen Tuesday, 1 o'clock. Tuesday, 1 o'clock, I lent you Chitim and Soirim. So I hear from the Teveya, he doesn't talk about Soirim, which is very modern. So it seems, because he said, I never lent you Soirim, I lent you Chitim. And the Nitva is saying, I'm sure that you never lent me Chitim, you lent me Soirim. But so Rabbi Bar Nosson said, this is very modern over here. Why didn't the Teveya speak about Soirim? We're talking about the Avok, 2 o'clock, Monday, so why doesn't he talk about Soirim? Is one of the two. Either is a raya. I mean, he's not talking about Soirim. Either he's Michael de Soirim. He wants Al Capone. Look, I'm a nice guy. Give me the Chitim Al Capone. Or he's mighty, never lent Soirim. So Memelis, a rabbi, Bar Nosson said, so even though the Nitva is mighty, as I dos baldin fakert, that I borrowed Soirim, but the Haidor, the Mechil of the Teveya, parted him from the Soirim.